Hello, everybody. Good evening. Yeah, to my favorite people in the world. Okay, no, you guys might not be my favorite people in the world, but I definitely love you guys. So, good evening. Welcome back to my regular listeners, and welcome to those that are just listening for the first time. Thank you guys for tuning in and thinking that your data or what using your data for. I do not take it for granted, right? So last week I shared an experience, and yeah, a couple of people reached out to confirm if I'm fine, and I'm sure that there are people that want to also know if I'm fine, but they are unable to get to me, right? I'd like to remind us that we can give a response on the podcast after you listen. Yeah, and you can also drop your questions under the post or comments, whatever, on Instagram at lolaosho_. Just wanted to put that out there. But thank you guys for reaching out. I'm actually fine. I feel like it's one of those days that, you know, you just had to maybe reflect on your life, I guess. Right, so today I want to talk about intentionality, being intentional. And yes, I'm talking about it because someone is annoying me. Someone is actually annoying me, and I want to rant. And as we all know, this is my safe place, so I'm gonna talk. Right, so I feel like before I really go into what I want to say, I feel like people, the society or people have actually made intentionality look like they had like different levels or degrees to it. That's fine, that's actually fine. But what I have a problem with is you can't be given a level one intentionality and be expecting a level 10 energy back. Now, that's like just wrong. Not right at all. Like, that's what is pissing me off, right? So I'm going to try to break it down. Not like this is actually something that is on Google or something, but based on my own experience, based on, you know, things that I've been through, I'd like to like break it down. Yeah, so I'm going to start with the fact that they are like different levels, like I said earlier, to being intentional, which is not a problem. You know, people just, I feel like you just look at the person or whatever it is and feel like, oh, I shouldn't give in all my energy to this or that, whatever. I really don't know the excuse to give for that, but well, and maybe we are all guilty of it. But one thing I know that we might not all be guilty for is the kind of energy that we expect in return. Yeah, and also the need to identify the level of intentionality someone is giving to you. And please, I don't know, like, yeah, I'm a preacher of, you know, fight for what you want and stuff, but please be sure not to maybe give too much, because sometimes actually very annoying. I'm sorry, but like I said earlier, someone is pissing me off and stuff. So there's the let's see how it goes intentional. Like, okay, whatever, it's not like I really want this, but let's see how it goes, right? Like, it shouldn't be bad to have it, but let's see how it goes. There's that. There's, I want this, but let's see how it goes. There's, you know, a little degree of you being intentional towards something like that. It's either, I really want to, you know, I really want this, but let me see if at the end of the day. Let me give an example. So there's the, let's see how it goes. I want to buy a car, but whatever, it's not like I really need it, but well, I think it would be nice to have a car. Someone like that might not necessarily maybe save towards it, right? But then there is the, I need a car, but let's see how it goes. That's, yeah, it's on my mind to get a car, but I'm not really going to stress over it. If I'm meant to get the car, I'll get it, I guess. I'm sorry about that example, might not really fit right in, but I just want to use something general, right? So There's the, I want this car. I'm going to do all I can to get it. But if it's not working, I'm just going to leave it, right? So there's that. In that case, you know, it goes higher. The level of you being intentional towards getting the car goes higher because, right, I want this car. I probably have a target savings towards getting that car. But however, if I have maybe a need that is pressing, I don't mind putting my hand in the, or I don't mind taking from the money and saving from the funds I'm saving towards buying the car. So that's like another degree, right? And there is, I want this car, I need this car before this ends, like before so time, or I need to get this car in the next 6 months and I'm gonna save towards it no matter what. There is that. There's that level. What other level have I experienced? You know? So now let's liken this to relationships and friendships. I'm pissed because you can't give me let's see how it goes vibe and expect me to give you, oh, I want to be friends with this person or whatever, but then I want to be friends with this person and yeah, I would really work towards doing that. No, I can't. And you're upset that I'm giving you the let's see how it goes energy. I mean, in what world should that even happen? I know that you shouldn't maybe always give back what someone is giving to you because they are like that, shouldn't make you like that, as in be you, do you. I'm for one a very intentional person about everything. I mean, if I actually really want something, I go for it, honestly speaking. Except the only time you see me maybe take a step back is if, like I stated earlier, I'm not getting the same energy, right? And maybe I've tried and I by default give like chances, you know, I give like three rooms for you to mess up, right? So if you mess up the first time, I'll probably talk about it and, you know, I'm still giving on my like 100%. You do it second time, you know, when it gets to the third time, like I always say something that I can only be, oh, it's sweeter in Yoruba, but I don't know how to, like, I can only be seen in a place of vulnerability once with somebody. Like, you can only, if someone insults me, or if I put myself in a position where someone gets to insult me, it happens only once. Before it will happen the second time, it's actually very difficult because it has happened once, I would never put myself in that space anymore. I would intentionally avoid it because things, they pain me. You know, you can say something to me and I probably wouldn't forget it because, you know, it's difficult to, you know, deal with it and get it out of my head, right? Let's not divert or change the topic. But I don't know why people would give the let's see how it goes vibe. I mean, if you're saying let's see how it goes, it means that I don't have to maybe call you every day as well. I should just call you when I feel like it. You know, I should, you know, there's this, I don't know. But really, my own sha for the purpose of this podcast, because I really do not want to, you know, say it too much, but for the purpose of this podcast, please, I'm begging the name of God, wherever you are in the world, if you need somebody to be like 100%, not level 10 intentional with you, you need to give back that energy, you need to give back that vibe. I cannot be, for example, in a relationship now, we cannot be like, oh, we like each other, we think that if we date, you know, it might lead to something, you know, and I'm maybe calling every day, trying to make sure that I tick the box of, oh, I've spoken to so and so person today, but then maybe I call you, you don't pick up, I send a text, you're replying me after like 3 days, and it just dies. Like, I don't know, people need to know that people have feelings. People have a level of, what would my friend say, there's capacity. Like, there's, because you can, you know, if tables were turned, because you can keep trying after, like, you know, several disappointments, doesn't mean everybody can. So there's, everybody has a limit. So you do, please don't. The worst that would happen is apologize for not being there and state what you expect. Or even as you are stating that, please be ready to give back the energy. People are not intentional about things, and that's like really, really bad. It actually can be annoying. Okay, so there's this particular friend of mine who, we've been friends for a very long time. I was trying, we're trying to like be close again and stuff. And for some reason, like I said earlier, maybe it's just who I am. For some reason, I didn't get response in like maybe 2 days to a message I sent, and it just got to me because I'm like, okay, first off, I'm not the I will message you first kind of person, honestly. Is because I'm trying to put myself in a place where I'm not waiting for people to message me. That's why over the years I actually got used to it. I can reach out to people first. I do not have a problem with it now. However, sometimes I still have that old me coming up to say, you're disturbing the person. That's obviously why he or she is not replying your text and stuff. And, you know, I finally got to express myself one of these other days, like, okay, so am I disturbing you? Would you like me not to text you every day? Would you, you know, I actually ask those questions because I want to be sure that, okay, maybe you're not doing it on purpose. Maybe you're not going off for me. Maybe you're probably busy and stuff. I mean, confirming before I know, I come to a conclusion. And I'm like, okay, is it that you don't want me to text you every day? Or should I wait for your text before I actually say hello or check up and stuff? And, you know, that's me on my part. I was trying to be intentional about, you know, getting the relationship to a better level, or the friendship to a better level, better put. And I'm getting a feedback of, this feels like something that, I really do I don't remember the exact words, but why are you making it seem like it's something that is like a rule, or is something that we must do? Let it happen naturally. Dude, naturally, I can decide not to text you for the rest of the year. I mean, people need to understand that whatever you are doing, if it actually means something to you, you got to be intentional about it. Whatever. I don't know. I appreciate people who are always intentional about stuff. I appreciate people who are intentional about friendship. I appreciate people who see friendship from that space or from that angle that, okay, I have to be there for this person as this person has to be there for me regardless. I don't like the old it comes naturally thing. Yes, it comes naturally. I'm not saying force yourself or force a friendship or whatever. That's not what I'm saying. Please, let's not mix it up. But if there's an agreed, if it's agreed that yes, we want to be friends or whatever, please give it good energy so that, you know, it's easy to but it's easy for the other person to also, you know, be themselves around you, text you, build the relationship. Everything doesn't have to go on your terms. That's another thing people need to remember. Because you do it this way, people are now, because it's not going my way, it must be wrong. No. You know, sometimes people like to talk. Sometimes it's important that you communicate with me. I really don't want to go down into it, but I'm only saying two things I want us to go away with on this podcast. Number one, please, respect the energy that you give. Don't, you know, you have no right to be upset that I'm giving you level the same energy that you are giving me. Level one, yes. The only time you are right to be upset is you're giving me a level 5 energy and I'm giving you a level 2 energy. Yes, ask me, because that's what I'll do. Then number two, can we please try to be intentional about things, especially friendships? if it's not boyfriend or girlfriend, you guys just feel like you shouldn't be taken seriously. I mean, that's like a really, really wrong mindset. But anywho, I really hope that we have an amazing week. I really hope that this week people or we also get intentional about things in our life. And I'd like to say that we should remember to stay kind. You don't know what other people are going through around you. But I love you guys so much. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to follow at @LolaOsho_. Stay jiggy and have an amazing week ahead. Peace out.